In the Tolna Rebbe's Sefer Mosef HaHolich for Chanukah, he has a number of ma'amarim from the year Tavshin Samach Aleph that are dedicated to explaining how the days of Chanukah correspond to the Yud Gimel Midos Sharachamim. And we know from the Rishonim that there are different ways to calculate the Yud Gimel Midos Sharachamim, following the approach of Rabbeinu Tam, as found in Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Tolna Rebbe explains how the first day of Chanukah corresponds to Hashem, the second day corresponds to Hashem, the third day corresponds to Kel, the fourth day corresponds to Rachum, the fifth day corresponds to Chanun, and the sixth day of Chanukah, according to this Cheshbon, would correspond to Erech Apayim. And the Tolna Rebbe on page 28 has a beautiful essay dedicated to explaining this Midah of Erech Apayim and its connection to Chanukah and Avodas Hashem in general. He writes as follows: Hayom Shishi Shal Chanukah Mechuvin Keneged Midas Erech Apayim. The sixth day of Chanukah corresponds to the Midah of Erech Apayim, which he translates as Midas HaSavlanus, the Midah of being patient. On these days of Chanukah, we're able to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, clinging to these Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Chazal tells us in the Gemara and Shabbos, Mahu Chanun V'Rachum, Afatah Chanun V'Rachum. And the Tolna Rebbe says, just like Hashem is Chanun and Rachum, and we try to imitate those Midos, so too, Mahu Erech Apayim, Afatah Havei Erech Apayim. Just as Hashem is patient with us, Kiviyachol, we too need to be patient with regard to ourselves and our Avodas Hashem. Hefech Darchem Shal B'nei Adam, and this is very much, she says, the opposite of many people who are known to be Kotzvei Ruach, B'chol Davar V'chol Inyan, who are very short-tempered, who are very short patience when it comes to all matters, Baruch Nias Uvagashmias, Kishakotze HaRuach Meviyam Lakach Shal Yashkiu B'yasodos Advarim. When a person is impatient, very often he'll try to get ahead of himself and try to build something before he has a proper foundation. And that's what the Tolna Rebbe is going to describe here on the sixth day of Chanukah. The sixth, of course, corresponds to the sixth of the Midos, of the seven lower Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the seven emotional attributes, if you will, of the Sphiros. And the sixth one, of course, is the Midah of Yesod. V'hinei hayom ha-shishi mechuvan gam keneged Midos ha-yesod, shi ha-sphira ha-shishis ki-yadua. The sixth day of Chanukah corresponds to the sixth of the Midos, which is known as Yesod, as is well known. And the Tolna Rebbe very brilliantly explains how this Midah of Yesod is connected to Erech Apayim. In order to build a building, a person needs to be patient. It's amazing to watch homes going up in our neighborhood. You see, there's tremendous patience that has to go into the process of laying the foundation and building a bias. And so much extra energy and focus goes into laying that foundation. Once the foundation is laid, you see that the building goes up, the home goes up much more quickly. But certainly the time that has to go into laying the foundation is very demanding. Because if a person is eager to build the bedrooms or to build the offices, to build all the rooms on top, without spending the proper amount of time laying a proper foundation, it won't be long, unfortunately, God forbid, that the entire structure will collapse. And the more time and patience and energy is put into developing and laying a proper foundation, then you'll be able to build an even stronger and taller structure on top of it. And therefore those who are sensitive and those who are willing to put in the time to lay that proper foundation are people who have acquired that midah of Erech Apayim, of being patient and understanding. And the same thing is true in all matters, again, of the spiritual world and the physical world. The more patient a person can be at the beginning of a journey, at the beginning of a project, to be able to lay that proper foundation, the more he'll be able to celebrate that success at a later time. And this is what it means to be Erech Apayim, to be patient, and not to become frustrated. Not only, says the Tolna Rebbe, not to get angry, God forbid, but to always try to push away that midah of kotzer ruach and to be patient to do things in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do things, and cling to that midah of Hashem Himself. B'midas ha-savlonus ve'archapayim, savlonus klape b'nei beso, to be patient with the members of one's family, savlonus klape banav u'b'nosav, to be patient with one's children, his sons and his daughters, v'leidu la'ashkiyas kol kochos kulam b'yasodos ha-dvarim gam k'she'ino roa peros, and to be patient, when very often in life we're working on something, and we don't yet see the fruits of our labor. The more time a person again immerses himself in the project at the beginning with patience and understanding that the fruits will come, he'll be zochet to see fruits and the fruits of those fruits. He says, I'd like to share something that I heard, a conversation with the sixth Rebbe of Ger, the Pnei Menachem. Where I shared with the Pnei Menachem something that I had heard from one of the Gedolei Hador, who he does not name. Sha'amar li b'inyan midas hayesod, sha'chassidim misyagim alei harabos. I once heard from one of the tzaddikim, he says, that chassidim spend a lot of time talking about this midah of yesod. We know in the body yesod corresponds to brismila and shmira sabris, and it's something that Sifrei Chassidus and Chassidim Bechlal put a lot of time and energy into, and something that's spoken about and focused on very often. So this tzaddik once shared that this thing that the Chassidim talk about so much, and they spend so much time trying to, again, build that proper foundation, this tzaddik, this one of the Gedolei Hador, once said that if you spend all this time putting down a foundation, and you never build a house on top of it, so what good is that? What good is that as well? And it's Gavin Lomar, Shachasidim Srich Lizkor. And what this Gadol was trying to say is that Hasidim, who spend so much time talking about Yesod and Shmir Sabris and in Yanam of Kedusha, things again that are all related to this Midah of Yesod, it's very important to realize that while one has to not only lay that foundation, one has to strive to build a house on top of it. And again, this Gadol was trying to say, Shechasidim Srichim Lizkar, the Chasidim need to recall and to remember, Shemavara Kochos Hagadolim Shetzarach Lashkiya Bamadas Vekinon Midas Yesod Kedushas Bate Yisrael, while certainly tremendous time and effort and energy has to go into laying that foundation, Hine Yesh La'amol Acharkach Ulisyagea Lahokim Al Yesod Zeh Bayez Gadol Shemagadlim Bo Torah V'Tvila. A person has to remember to build on top of that foundation a strong and powerful edifice. There will be a place where Torah and Tefillah is found. But if a person is so busy with this inyan of Yesod and doesn't take the time to progress in Torah and Tefillah, then that foundation is more or less worthless. This is what this Gadol wanted to suggest. So when the Tol Rebbe shared this with the Pnei Menachem, the Ger Rebbe, commented as follows. There's no question that this Gadol is correct, that a person has to try to build a structure of Torah and Tefillah upon the foundation that he establishes. But the Pnei Menachem said, but a million times over, it is better to have a foundation and to not build a building on top of it than, God forbid, to try to build a building without a foundation. Because if you put down a foundation and you never build a building on top of it, there's no danger. And at some point, maybe in the future, someone will be able to build a proper building on top of it. You've paved the foundation for something to come. And there's no danger in doing such a thing. And in the right time, a person will be able to build that beautiful and proper home on top of it. But however, God forbid, a person, a binyan habanoi below yesod, but someone who tries to build a tall structure without a proper foundation, that's mamish sakonis nefashos. Ki lo yircha kayom sha'abayis yachrav v'chol adarim bo yikviru tachta v'chmano etzlan. Because God forbid such a structure could collapse, and all who are there will be buried within. Asher akein afshav avadai l'kuliyam b'tzarech achar hanachas yetzodos haruyim l'gada aleim tor v'tvila. So said the Pnei Menachem, there's no question that one has to strive to, again, to build an edifice of Torah and Tefillah upon that foundation. But one has to also bear in mind, very much in mind, that Torah and Tefillah habam lo yesod, that a person who tries to live a life of Torah and Tefillah without the yesod, and everything that alludes to, lo kedusha v'lo tahara, a person who doesn't have that foundation of kedusha and tahara, again, as the meat of Yesod and Shmiras Habris alludes to, Aleim Namar Mutav Lo Alisa. We better not to build at all. Shitov Yoser Shalom Lilmod Klal Milumod Torah Velo Tara. We would even say to such a person, better not to learn Torah at all than to study Torah, God forbid, without that foundation of purity. So the Rebbe continues in the next paragraph. Vinei Midas Erech HaPayim Yesodahi B'Midas HaGvura. The root, interestingly enough, of Erech HaPayim, of this Midah of patience, of Savlanus, is found in the Midah of Gvura. It's a Midah of great strength. The Midah of Gvura. Where do we see that Erech HaPayim is rooted in Gvura? You look in the Mishnah, the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos, Tal Rebbe tells us, Ben Zoma Omer, Ezehu Gibur HaKov Eshes Yitzro. We all know, familiar with the famous statement of Pirkei Avos, who is one who is truly strong? The one who suppresses his Yetzirah. But we forget sometimes the proof text from the Pasuk in Mishlei. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, Shenamar, Tov Erech HaPayim Migibur, Umosho Barucho Milochet Ir. Better is the person of patience than the one who is strong, and a person who dominates his spirit is even greater than the person who captures a city. And the Gemara in Yoma tells us, Naf Samach Tesam Ibeis, Amr Yeshua ben Levi, Lama Nikra Shaman Anche Knesset HaGadola. Why were the Anche Knesset HaGadola known by that name? Shechziru Atara Liyoshna, because they restored the crown to its original glory. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu came along and said in Devarim Perek Yud HaKeil HaGadol HaGibor VaHanora. Yirmiyahu came along and said, what do you mean? How could you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so powerful? Where is his Nora? Aye Norosav. How could it be the Nachrim are dancing and celebrating the destruction of his building, of his Heichal, of the Beis Mikdash? Aye Norosav. And therefore Yirmiyahu took out the word Nora. And Daniel said, not only that, the Nachrim are causing even further troubles, so where's the Gvura of Hashem? So he took out the word Gibor. Asu inu va'amr adrapa. And the Anshe Knesset HaGadola came along and they said, no, just the opposite. The Gvura of Hashem is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds back and allows Rishayim to do what he deems necessary. Shenosi in Erech HaPayim l'Rashan. The strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the fact that he's sovel, that he has patience and allows the Rishayim to commit these crimes for whatever reason that's only known to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Umidas HaGvura Hazu Shal Midas Erech HaPayim Shal Kvishas HaYetzer. This ability to restrain and to hold back one's Yetzer is a Midah of Gvura and a Midah of Erech HaPayim. He zo shomedes keneged midas ha'azas shal klipas yavan shnemshal lenemar oz shebachayos. And this, of course, has to be the midah we use against the very brazen and hasty yavanim, who are compared to the namer, compared to the leopard, which is known for its azas, known for its great speed and its great intensity. We have to be patient. We have to be people of understanding to be able to show that we have the gvura and the strength to be patient and understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a master plan. So the Rebbe goes on and he connects the sixth day of Chanukah to the sixth of the Shvatim, namely the one who we read today. Vinei Hayom Hashishi Mechuvan Gam Keneged Shevet Gad. He says the sixth of the Nasiim is the Nasi from Shevet Gad, Eliasaf ben Deuel. And Shevet Gad, we know, is also very much connected to this Midah of Erech HaPayim. Where do we see that Gad had tremendous patience? So he brings a very, very clear proof. Vayomru Bnei Gad, Nachnu Na'avor Chalutzim Lefnei Hashem. We know that Bnei Gad decided to participate in the battles for Eretz Yisrael, even though Reuven Gad and Chatzi Shevet Menashe would take their personal territories outside of Eretz Yisrael. And the Medrash tells us something that really shakes us to our core. B'shoshwa Yisrael mechavshun mechalken es ha'aretz ha'yeshevet Reuven v'gad imahem ve'inichu es b'neihem katan. When Eretz Yisrael was being conquered and divided for those 14 years, the soldiers, the people of Reuven and Shevet Gad, left children at home who were children, very young, at a very young age. Mishenichu ben Yud, Matzoh so ben Chavdalet. Imagine a person left a 10-year-old child and came back to find his son, 24 years old, maybe a married man with some children of his own. Mishenichu ben Chav, Matzoh so ben Lamedalet. One who left a 20-year-old son came back to found a young adult, 34 years old, a young man, maybe a man in the prime of his life. Chazinat sheshevet Gadim tinu be'eretz Yisrael. Lo rak v'sheva shekivshu, elagam kol sheva shechalku. Not only did Shevet Gad remain in Eretz Yisrael to fight for 7 years, but they remained an additional 7 years while Eretz Yisrael was being divided amongst the Shvatim. So 14 years, they left their wives, they left their children. Medrash doesn't give the example, but imagine a woman who was pregnant at the time that her husband left for Eretz Yisrael, only to come back after his own son's bar mitzvah. And this is tremendous savlanus that Shevet Gad had, an understanding of being patient and being able to carry out a task for a long period of time without becoming frustrated. And therefore Rabbeinu Bachaya tells us in Shmos Perek Chaf Ches that the stone on the Choshen that represents Shevet Gad is the stone known as the Achlama. That the Achlama stone was known for what? For strengthening and giving strength to the heart of a man. Because again, that same gvura, that ability to be in control of one's midos, of one's yetzer, is the midah erach apayim. And no one perhaps demonstrated that as beautifully as Shevet Gad in those many years that they were helping out Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Od matzino as midas hasavlanus v'remezes b'shmo shel Shevet Gad. Then the Talmud Rebbe says a very interesting thing. He says that the name of Shevet Gad, as initially presented in the Torah in Bereishis Perek Lamed, perhaps also hints to this midah of savlanus. Where do we see such a thing? Because the pasuk says, "Vatomer Leia Bagad, v'tikra es shmo Gad." And if you look, it's really a Kriya Niksiv. Rashi tells us, "Lo yadati al ma nechtava teva achas." It's written as one word, Bagad, but it's meant to be divided, Bagad. Uledarchenu es shalomer. So the Rebbe says very interestingly, "Daremez bezehu shavodas Gad hu lechalek teva achas lebeis chalakim." The avod of Shevet Gad is to take a single word, Bagad, and to turn it into Bagad, to break one into two. And again, 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, that midah, so to speak, of breaking things down into little pieces, I guess is what the Talmud Rebbe is alluding to here, what the name of God is alluding to, again, is meramis to this avodah of mesinos and savlanos, which is the opposite of the midah of Yavan, known for its pezizos and mehiros, Yavan with its hastiness and its impatience. He now tells a famous story about Rav David of Talma, very, very famous Hasidic tale, a Hanukkah story, which is well known, and he explains it along this theme that we've been describing, this midah of Erech Apayim. He says, on Hanukkah, again, we're working on this midah of Erech Apayim. He tells the story of David of Tolna, Shapamachas kishiyotza lahadlik asaneiros haChanukah, kishachol haolam amid vehimtin bechedros cherdus kodesh. Everyone was standing there waiting for the tzaddik to begin lighting the menorah. All of a sudden, he turned to one of his chassidim, who was known to be a particularly tall fellow, and he called him over and he asked him, "How do you speak to the members of your family? You're so tall. How is it possible? What's your practice? Heichata noeg b'shoshata b'sochachim b'nei b'esecha. How do you speak to your family members? How do you speak to your wife?" Some of the way that some of the svarim bring the nusach of this story, and everyone was very surprised by this. Umiyad heichel avarich asabrachos ha'alaka b'slavas. And then immediately afterwards, he started to recite the brachos with great hislavas. Acher gemar ha'alaka, acher shenichlus Rebbe lebeisel. The Rebbe entered into his private study, into his private area. And all the chassidim were trying to understand, what's the pshat with this story? What did he want from that tall chassid? What was he asking him? His godu ha-chassidim saviv achenu shal Rebbe, Rav Mordechai Dov Hornsteipel. They gathered around the Rebbe, the tzaddik, Rav Mordechai Dov of Hornsteipel, who was the son of the daughter of Shalachiv, Harav HaKadosh, Rav Yaakov Yisrael, Mitchorkas, Chusigin Aleinu, Lishmoem Yesh Bepiv Hezver HaDvarim Tuam Elu. So they asked Rav Mordechai Dov of Hornsteipel, they said, what's the pshat? What was the Rebbe getting at? So he explains as follows. As it says as the Gemara is explained by the Ohev Yisrael, by the Apta Rav, the Gemara above Metzia and Perak Hazav, the Aftan Testament Aleph. The Gemara says, Itzcha gutza gachin v'lachishla. If a man has a short wife, he should bow down to her, he should bend down to her, and he should whisper to her. And that's really the secret, says the Ohev Yisrael, of Alokas Neros. As is explained by the Kisvei Arizal and the Shal HaKadosh, that the mitzvah Sner Chanukah is dafka l'mata mi'asara tvachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't usually come below 10 tvachim. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us in Daf Hayam and Aleph, me'olam lo yard d'shechina l'mata mi'asara. And the Chiddush of Chanukah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bows down to us, bends down to us, so to speak. He lowers himself to us to be able to whisper to us, as the Neros whisper the beautiful secrets, the Sodos of Torah, that they so badly want to share. And that's what the Talmud Rebbe was getting at. Talmud Rebbe was asking this tall chassid, how do you speak to your wife? After all, that's the secret of Neiros Chanukah, that the tall husband, Kivyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should bow down, should bend down, should lower himself to his short wife, to Knesset Yisrael, that even when we're on a lowly level and not really worthy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bends himself because he wants to be connected to us. And the Talmud Rebbe says, this very famous Chanukah story, V'chinas gachin v'alachish la Hashem, this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bending down to whisper to us, Mora gam hi al midas hasavlanus. This also is a midah of erech apayim. How so? Ki rach mishu baal savlanus, because only a person who's patient and understanding is willing to, again, to lower himself and to bend down and to speak to a person in a way that's comforting for the other person. And that's really the secret of Chanukah, says the Talmud Rebbe. He concludes the piece by telling us one final idea. And that is, the Medrash tells us in Shmos Rabbah, on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Mi zos hanishkofa kamo shachar yafa kalavana, barach hachama, ayuma kenidgalos. Barach hachama, barach hachama, clear like the sun, bright like the sun, b'malchus yavam. Says the Medrash, this is a reference to Malchus Yavam. Shemesh gibor nekra. And the sun is called the thing of gvura. Yosis ke gibor larutzarach. B'tkufas tamuz miyachol amod kenagin Hashemesh. Hakol barcha mimenu. In the heat of the summer, everyone runs away from the sun. Kach malchus yavan hakol barcha mimenu. So to malchus yavan, everyone wanted to flee. No one had the courage to take on such a brazen and hasty and forceful enemy as galus yavan. Umatisyahu akoin ubanov omdu be'emunasu shalakadosh baruch hu. Baruchu mepneyam hachlusan shal yavan v'nergu kulan. But Matisyahu HaKohen and his sons, they had the courage to stand their ground with Amunah and Hashem, and they were able to destroy the wicked enemy of Yavan. Yavan and Yana, that's the Medrash, Ankad the Medrash. So the Talmud Rebbe concludes his explanation. Yavan and Yana hu gevura kashemesh. The idea of Yavan is that they're strong like the sun. Yosis kegibor. Belo yecholes rison v'ipuk. They seem to be unable to be restrained. Ulemaso am Yisrael nesbarach v'midas hamasinos v'midas erachapayim. And yet the Jewish people have the midah of being patient, of being able to hold their ground. And the lashon of the Medrash, Omeid b'munasa, shu omeid b'makomo mamtin lavo adavar, that the Jewish people had the ability, the brave soldiers, Matisyahu Ubanov, had the strength to hold their ground, to have that amun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that eventually everything's going to work out just fine. V'kach Matisyahu Ubanov hayu v'chinas amdu b'munasa, u'v'nesha amdu b'munasa mzo v'gvura, and because they held their ground with this midah gvura of erech apayim, zachu revarchu mechneim, they're able to chase away all the Avani soldiers. And therefore, says the Talmud Rebbe in conclusion, me'ata, keshanu onim v'yom hashishi, when we spend this sixth day of Chanukah meditating upon this midah, the sixth of the 13 midahs, again according to Rabbeinu Tam's calculation of the Yud Gimel midahs shorachim, says the Talmud Rebbe, erech apayim is the sixth day. It's a day to think about the yesod, think about the foundation, to think about this midah of being patient, again, both in Ruchnias and in Gashmias, to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a master plan. And even when we have to hold our position for a long time, waiting to see the downfall of our enemies, we know that just like those brave individuals who trusted in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and practiced this midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mahu Erech HaPayim, Afata Erech HaPayim, they were zochet to see a tremendous Yeshua, and Amir Tzashem, each and every one of us, who have the ability to walk in their footsteps, we'll see the downfall of our enemies and the Gula Shlema b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen.